Kirk Detweiler is with us from the Palace Theater.
Good morning and a happy October to everyone. This is Kirk Detweiler, the Executive Director of the Marion Palace Theater, bringing you the latest on upcoming shows and events at the Palace and the May Pavilion. We have some exciting performances lined up for you this fall. You have two more chances to see our junior musical, Disney's The Lion King Jr., Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday, a 2 p.m. matinee. That's The Lion King Jr. at the Marion Palace Theater. Ohio's own McGuffey Lane will appear live on stage October 11th. We've also got some great shows coming up in November, including an all-star comedy show on November 15th and our tribute to Michael Jackson on November 22nd. November will also bring us a big fundraiser. On November 16th, we'll be hosting a formal event, a night at the Palace, a grand gala affair, with entertainment provided by Grace Blackford and the local band Hard Drive. Tickets are limited and available on our website and at the box office. Do you want to help preserve the historic Palace Theater? Well, consider being a member. Membership is a fantastic way to ensure that this beloved landmark continues to entertain future generations. For details, visit our website or stop by the box office. Are you looking for the perfect gift? We also offer gift certificates. It's a great way to celebrate a special occasion, a night at the Palace Theater. If you're a business owner or simply looking for another way to contribute, consider sponsoring a show. It's a wonderful way to support the theater, and it is great advertising for your business. For more information on upcoming events or to purchase tickets, give us a call at 740-383-2101. Visit our website, marionpalace.org, or stop by and see us at the box office. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 5. On behalf of all of us here on West Center Street, we do thank you for your support, and we look forward to welcome you soon to the historic Marion Palace Theater.
On the second cup this morning is Brad DeCamp, Executive Director of the Adam H. Board.
Good morning. This is Brad DeCamp, Executive Director with the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, Mental Health, or Adam H. Board. I wanted to speak with you a little bit about the Stepping Up initiative. Stepping Up is a planning process that is used by local communities to help encourage our criminal justice partners, law enforcement, jails, and probation departments to help individuals who may have mental health issues to be diverted from jail and into the appropriate treatment services. Across the country, an estimated 2 million people with serious mental illness are put in jails each year. An estimated 3/4 of those also have substance use disorders. The number of people in jail with serious mental illness is 3 to 6 times higher than the general population. And once incarcerated, individuals with these conditions tend to stay longer in jail and upon release are at a higher risk of returning than individuals without these disorders. The toll of incarceration takes a toll on these individuals and their families, as well as a cost assumed by taxpayers, is quite high. Jails, in many cases, have become the de facto inpatient psychiatric and detox facilities across the country, and Ohio is no exception. The way that the Stepping Up process works is that a resolution is passed that includes a commitment to a 6-step planning process. The 6 steps include convening or drawing upon a diverse team of leaders and decision makers from multiple agencies committed to safely reducing the number of people with mental illness and co-occurring substance use disorders in jail, collecting and reviewing prevalence numbers to assess individuals' needs and to better identify adults entering jails with mental illness and the recidivism risk, examining treatment and service capacity to determine which programs and services are available in the community for people with mental illness and co-occurring substance use disorders, developing a plan with measurable outcomes that draws on the jail assessment and prevalence data, implementing research-based approaches that advance the plan, and creating a process to track progress using the data and information systems from the different systems. counties and leaders that sign on to this stepping up process receive assistance from state-funded resources to help bring this plan to life. The strategies for stepping up include working with law enforcement to better identify and screen individuals, connection to services, along with community supervision. The outcomes of stepping up are reducing the number of people booked into jail with behavioral health disorders, reducing the length of time people with mental illness stay in jail, increasing connections to community-based services, and reducing the number of people returning to jail. There are 5 policy and practice changes that are recommended for stepping up. 1 includes maximizing opportunities to connect people to treatment upon first contact with law enforcement, conducting universal risk, substance use, and mental health screenings at booking and full assessments when appropriate, getting relevant information to the hands of decision makers in time to inform pretrial decision releases, using assessment information to connect people to appropriate jail-based services and post-relief services and supervision, and lastly, to ensure that services and supervision are evidence-based and hold systems accountable by measuring outcomes. So what does this mean for Marion and Crawford County? Marion County has already completed stepping up, including the sequential intercept mapping process. Crawford County is on the verge of conducting their sequential intercept mapping exercise. Both counties are planning to identify priorities that can ultimately reduce the number of individuals who go to jail primarily because of their mental health issue. The Adam H. Board is committed to working with our partners in the criminal justice system to ensure that individuals who go to jail receive appropriate services upon discharge, and working with our treatment provider network to ensure that services can be provided that can presumably prevent individuals from going to jail in the first place. If you have questions about stepping up or would like to participate in one or both of the two counties' efforts, please contact the Adam H. Board at 740-387-8531 or 419-562-7288. This is Brad DeCamp with the Crawford Marion Adam H. Board, and I wanted to thank you for listening to the Second Cup News Magazine.
The Second Cup continues in a moment with Tom Kennedy and the weather.
Ready or not, fall is here. Hemerly's Flowers and Gifts has new home decor, wreaths, fall mums, fresh and silk arrangements. Everything you need to enjoy this beautiful fall season. Our showroom on East Center Street is decorated for the season. Hemerly's Flowers and Gifts, local delivery and across the country with FTD and Teleflora.
It was a bad night for Marion County football on Friday night. Our broadcast game on WZMO saw Clear Fork score a late touchdown kick, the extra point with about 2 minutes to go. Clear Fork edged Marion Harding 14-13. Also in the MOAC, it was Pleasant losing at home. Pleasant's homecoming game, they lose 35-14 to Ontario. River Valley travels to Shelby. It was all Shelby as they win 55-21. Northwest Central Conference, Waynesfield Goshen edged Elgin 21-14, and North Baltimore beat Ridgedale 33-13. That's a recap of Marion County football from Friday night. I'm Jeff Ruth.
Lawrence Orchards and the Farm Market are open. 27 varieties of apples, jams, jellies, syrup, and honey in the farm market. More information on Facebook or lawrenceorchards.com.
Programming on WZMO is provided in part by a grant from the American Legion Post 584. Membership in the post is open to all veterans with an honorable discharge.
Your Second Cup forecast calls for sunny skies today. An afternoon high of about 77. Clear and 57 overnight. Sunday, breezy conditions, sunny and 82. And looking ahead to Monday, sunny and 66. That's your WZMO Second Cup forecast.
Here's Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library.
Hello again. This is Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library. Registration is open for our all programs. That's the Adult Lifelong Learning programs. We have 12 new classes that have been scheduled. So stop by the front desk and pick up your course book or go online to marionlibrary.org/all. The very first class of the whole series starts October 10th. These classes are geared toward those that are 18 and older, and there is a nominal charge due at registration. So look to find out about, let's say, healthy living, explore religion, discover some wildlife, and take a few behind-the-scenes tours along the way. So there might be something that you would be interested in. We would like to thank the Marion County Council on Aging for their continued support of the all programs, just to keep the older adults, and we know who you are, and you know who you are, active and doing some lifelong learning things. So, have you been carded yet? Did you get your library card this week? September is sign up for library card month, and you have a little bit of time left. Age doesn't matter. You can get a card at any age, and that includes the My First Library card for the little ones. This card is for those 0 to 5 to start the habit of visiting the library and checking out books that they like. You'll be starting the literacy habit at birth if you get them their library card very early. Your gift to your child is lifelong learning. And this card fosters that. Come discover what your library and having a library card can do for you, because that is what we want you to do, is put the most valuable card in your life, in your wallet. Okay, so we're going to switch gears now here. We are looking for people to buy tickets for the Bookmark Speaking Volumes event that will bring Pulitzer Prize winning author Jane Smiley to the Marion Public Library. Her newest book is Lucky, and this event is a fundraiser on October 18th, a Friday evening that you can spend at the library and rub elbows with an award-winning author and talk to her and then purchase her book and get her to sign it. I've read one of her books and I have truly enjoyed it, and I can't wait for the opportunity to talk to her as well. This is a ticketed event because it is a fundraiser, and tickets will be available at the library and through the Bookmarks online at marionohbookmarks.org, or you can go directly to marionlibrary.org and search Speaking Volumes. We love to host authors, and this is a great one that you can support the Bookmarks and the library and talk to a great author. And speaking of the Bookmarks, they are looking for volunteers to help out in their book market. If you don't know what the book market is, it is a used bookshop inside Marion Public Library that is run by volunteers. All of the proceeds for the sales of the gently used books goes to the purpose of the library through the Bookmarks Friends of the Marion Public Library group. Give a couple of hours a month, or your efforts will be greatly appreciated. Get an application at the library front desk or in the book market when they are open. So remember, we are here for you, and our bookmarks are here for you as well. So stop by the Marion Public Library. Library is open Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 7, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3. And marionlibrary.org is open 24/7, where you can reserve books and have them ready for you at the front desk if you so desire. So we will see you at the library.
Fred Malone joins us from the Marion County Historical Society.
The Marion County Historical Society is a 501c3. We don't receive any federal or state support. Our funding is generated locally through memberships, admissions to the museum, special events, and donations from the public. We certainly could use your support and your help. You might want to become a member of the Historical Society. It's a very rewarding experience. For more information, visit MarionHistory.com. Our upcoming event in November, the Dinner with the Presidents. For more information on that, visit our website or call 740-387-4255. This has been Fred Malone for the Marion County Historical Society.
Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
An abandoned limestone quarry north of Marion was a popular swimming spot. Recognizing the site's potential to anchor an amusement park, local businessmen combined to construct Crystal Lake Amusement Park next to the quarry in 1924. Most amusement parks of the time were built by interurban companies to attract ridership to small communities. However, local businessmen built Crystal Lake. On January 23, 1926, Crystal Pavilion and Amusement Company was incorporated. Charles King, Asa Queen, A.E. Probst, Fred Scherf, and John T. Canfield were listed as the majority stockholders. Construction began in 1924, was still in progress in 1925, and the park opened that same year. In addition to its large swimming pool, the amusement park also offered visitors shelter, a merry-go-round, the scooter, the whip, the zip, a pony track, the Dutch mill ride, a dance pavilion, and airplane swings. There was an airplane swing for adults, which was the tallest structure on the grounds, and another airplane swing for children. The park became so popular that it had its own stop on the Columbus, Delaware, and Marion Interurban Railroad. The Zip was the most costly ride to be built at the park, with a price tag of $60,000. In those days as now, high-profile rides such as this drew visitors. It had a 65-foot drop and a track length of 2,500 feet. By today's standards, it was a rather tame roller coaster. Joseph Dambour of New York oversaw the construction of the Zip. He also designed the Thunderbolt, which was built for the 1939 World's Fair at New York. This descendant of the Zip was disassembled and moved to Six Flags, New England. Dance contests were popular in the 1920s and the 1930s. The Crystal Lake Dance Pavilion could accommodate 1,000 dancers. Marathons came complete with an announcer, a band or phonograph, a nurse, a doctor, cots, manicurists, barbers, podiatrists, and food providers. The longest marathon lasted 22 weeks and 3.5 days. Crystal Lake became a victim of the Great Depression after only a few years of operation and closed in 1929. Eventually, the dance pavilion became a skating rink and the swimming pool was open on a part-time basis. Both of those closed in the late 1950s. The former dance pavilion and skating rink later housed a discount department store and burned to the ground in 1975. A residence is now on part of the grounds, and the area where the dance pavilion was located has been used as a warehouse. This hive of activity was within a mile north of Marion at the junction of State Route 4 and State Route 423. This is Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment.
Second Cup continues with Tom Kennedy and some of his, well, we'll call them thoughts.
Voting started this past Wednesday in the annual Fat Bear Week contest at one of Alaska's national parks, with viewers picking their favorites among dozens of brown bears fattened up for the winter. The contest, which is in its 10th year, celebrates the resiliency of the 2,200-pound bears that live in the preserve on Alaska's peninsula. The animals gorge on the abundant salmon. A nonprofit, explore.org, streams the uncensored bear cameras and helps organize Fat Bear Week. I think this is very insensitive. Those higher on the evolutionary scale, and sometimes more intelligent, scream to high heaven these days about fat shaming. I watched one of those cameras catch a portly bear trying to get up a river embankment. How embarrassing for that poor bear to be filmed in such a compromised position. And the fact that we can watch, quote, uncensored video, quote, shame, shame, there may be tender eyes out there watching. Now, my idea? Maybe with some regular exercise and better diet, or maybe it's just the luck of the genetic draw that they're fat, but we still ought to rush some Ozempic up there to help with this. A disclaimer, and to get this past the WZMO HR department, I will clarify that this fat segment is sarcasm only. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
That's the second cup for this morning. If you'd like to make a comment or have a suggestion, you can email us at WZMO@roadrunner.com.